It just, I hear him smacking his lips. I was doing that for a while. I'm trying to
only
not do it as much.
Only people on radio notice certain things regularly that other people don't notice.
And we're kind of geeky.
We talk to people, and I told, you know, I was talking to someone just yesterday about my lack of talking to strangers, apparently, that other people have no problem with, such as on planes and other things. I don't need that, but you don't realize until you talk to someone a few minutes and all of a sudden you notice everything, and it's like, it's a horrible habit.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is.
And it's funny, you're I don't know if you call it a phobia, but...
Don't touch me?
No.
Okay.
No, it's, well...
I don't like that either.
Yeah, well...
Unless I know you. No hugging.
I don't mind talking to a stranger, but I got to be around them a little bit to kind of get a feel for them.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a phobia. It's just a antisocial thing. I don't even say that.
We're not friendly.
It just blows me away how much information someone will give a complete stranger on a plane. I thought, you know what? It would be good. I'll just get really into the conversation and ask what your address is because I live nearby. And the next thing you know, I can text somebody and they can go rob your house or something. People give way too much information, personal information out sometimes. Does everybody need that?
Yeah, you don't think so. Well,
I don't need it.
This is the era of sharing everything.
It?
Oh yeah,
well,
Facebook and
true.
Twitter and
that's true. I not from me on well, everything.
And here's how far this goes. And I know you got to do word power, but on Twitter, for instance, it became a story for ESPN. The reaction of Bears fans to the trade they made to get their quarterback yesterday. That was the story, the reaction. And they were all like,
Well,
and that was the story.
I could tell it was over on Facebook last night, and I had nothing to do with watching it or anything to do with it, but there were people who posted some comments about what they thought of it as well. So, and I just scroll past. Okay, don't care.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Will I watch football next year? Probably as much as I did this year. So, are you ready for today's IS word?
Sure.
And I just gave you the second letter because it is not an IN word.
So okay.
That's your only big clue.
It's isotope.
That's it. Five letters.
All right.
Five-letter word beginning with I, meaning an outgoing or an outflow. And this is one of many meanings of this word. An outgoing or an outflow. Five letter
what?
Word with I. I have a much better clue that will be a lot easier, but it is Friday, so I thought I'd go with this tough one first.
All right.
Five
all
letter
right.
word beginning with I, meaning
I don't
an outgoing
know.
Or an outflow?
I don't know. Leave me alone.
Do you want any other clues? No?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, when nobody calls at all, I'll
get it. Okay.
243-4351. Tell me what today's I word is. If you have not won in the last 6 weeks, you are eligible to play. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. 243-4351. You'll stop by here within 3 weeks of the date you win. We'll give you a gift certificate. You take it out to Bogey's Sunday through Friday. 11 to 1:30. Let's go to the phone. See if we have a winner here. Good morning.
Could the word be issue?
It certainly could be. And who is this?
Judy Reamer.
Judy Reamer. You were all over this one today. I
well,
looked up and saw that I got a call. Well,
right.
Outflow. See, I've never used it in that meaning before myself, but you got it, Judy. Calling from Jacksonville?
Yes.
All right. Stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We'll give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's.
Thank you, Karen.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Judy Reamer of Jacksonville.
So what was your second clue?
Topic. An important topic.
Yeah. And it's outflow or what?
Outflow or outgoing. So the action of outflow or flowing, discharge, emission, is also an issue of water.
Huh.
Yeah. I've never used it in that.
You know, you can issue uniforms. I guess that's an outflow of, that's as close as I come.
That makes it sound like I wrote something up on it, though.
So is there going to be an issue of rain this weekend, then?
We'll discuss that.
Okay. Either. All right.
At People's Bank and Trust, no matter who you want to talk to, one number gets you connected. Every banker has their own individual 800 number. Not sure what that number is? Call 888-728-1954, and we will connect you to the person you need and make sure you have their direct line. I'm Carl Moran from Whitehall, and putting people first means getting you connected to the employee you need faster. Call People's Bank and Trust at 888-728-1954. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bartlett's Private Chevy's the buy at Marshall Chevrolet.
Whether you want to buy or lease, see Marshall Chevrolet in Winchester, right, Jay Reader?
Yes, Mike, we have several customers that buy vehicles from us, but leasing is also very popular. A lease works into most people's budgets that are able to afford more vehicle for less money. This is the time to talk to our sales staff, Chris Fletcher, Tim Ford, sales manager Richard Biggs, or me.
Whether you want to buy or lease, see Marshall soon. And check their website, MarshallChevrolet.com.
So I wrote down all the chances.
And you told them up, and it came to?
The low end would be right around 3.25. The high end would be 4.75.
Oh, you mean total rain. Yeah, that's good.
Starting tonight or today all the way through Sunday. Not counting Monday. It just says a 30% chance, so I didn't put that in there. So we could have 3/4 inch. Or yeah, 5 3/4 inch, or 1 inch, until it hits.
Yeah, I know.
What are you going to do? What can you do to prepare for rain?
Call Ghostbusters.
It's not like you run out and buy salt.
Yeah,
you don't need milk and bread for the weekend because it's going to rain 4 inches. I mean, unless you have some kind of a watery basement.
Yeah, that's not good.
You can't prepare for this.
Hope your sump pump. That's what you could do. Make sure your sump pump's working correctly.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one.
All right. I'm pulling up the big weather map and to see,
big weather map.
My goodness. Middle of Nebraska, that's bluish up there, which usually means snow or ice. No, it's not coming this way.
Ours is coming from the south still.
Yeah, southwest, and it's moving to the northeast. And,
it's lovely down there. Rolla, looks like they might have some showers and thunderstorms. But that might just skip along to the south of us.
Yeah, I mean, it could, yeah. It's already splitting a little bit as it approaches.
There's nothing happening out there at all. Don't even look out. You know, right now, if you don't look outside, you don't know what's happening. What you don't know, what is that? You can't hurt you or something like that?
Is that like us putting our headphones earlier? if it's not fluttering in our headphones, it's not happening.
It's a little easier that way sometimes. Several phone calls on that. We really do. You know, there are times in the past when I first started working here that some things would happen with a transmitter and we wouldn't know it because we're in our own little transmitter bubble, basically, in the building. So there would be times we were literally off the air and wouldn't know it because we could hear it here in the building. Now things are a little different. So when things like that are happening, people call and say, hey, did you know? Yeah. We can tell because it sounds just as terrible here as it does where you're at. But
And, you know, as much as I tried to, like, punch walls and stomp my feet, none of that worked. None of it.
It doesn't matter how angry you
get. Yeah, cussy words don't help. It just doesn't.
Well, they make me feel better.
Yeah, well.
I'm walking down the hallway.
There's a doctor's finish.
Nobody else in the building early in the morning.
Hey, you did a good job last week. I got an open line on what's on your mind today. Don't have a guest. A topic or...
I just threw something out there and you were all over it.
Yeah, yeah.
So call the police and tell them never to look at my car. I'm driving down the street next to that sign. Now, you said put a red light on top of it. Well, you know what? I decided the last few days as I'm driving to work at about 5:40 in the morning, I see the thing blinking, and it is me. It gets you 3 blocks away.
Oh, really?
I thought, you know, if some officer were to sit in the parking lot of the church there and just watch it, they would know what people were doing coming down the street.
This is true.
You wouldn't see them until you hit about the intersection there.
That's
by
right.
the sign, and they could pick you off one at a time. Well, the sign's been up for 3 weeks, 2 weeks now, something like that. I don't know, a week at least. you deserve to be pulled over if you're still doing 30 and a 20. So I have slowed down from the light.
Good.
Going through there. And 20 is a crawl.
I gotta, it is.
You're not moving when you're doing 20.
I'm not saying it's the wrong speed limit because you got kids close by, and I understand that. But
the whole square area.
It is slow.
It's slow.
Yeah.
It is it's like I might as well be walking.
And I'm not talking about turning that light on all the time. I'm just saying it's activated when that speed limit goes above 20 mile an hour.
Red, or you know,
yeah.
Yeah, like on your GPS. When you're going over the speed limit, it turns red, tells you that you're...
And I like the siren idea, too. Of course, then people start thinking...
They might as well just pull you over. They'll be pulling over and stopping and blocking the traffic.
They'll be thinking people are... a tornado's coming or something. That's probably not a good idea.
Maybe they should have one of those on all streets that are 20 miles per hour.
And they're so beautiful looking.
They are. Nice.
They're not obtrusive at all.
In the dark, it's a lot brighter than during the daytime hours. But
so you know,
I meant to tell you. I turned left off of Hardin Avenue,
mm-hmm.
heading west. Tuesday night on Morton.
Okay.
Tuesday night, about 7 p.m.
All right.
And drove all the way to Massey. Not one stoplight.
Whoa. You got it down.
I don't know what happened. And the speed limit, yes. I was hitting it at certain points. I really
When you got close to the lights, you kind of speeded up or slowed down, depending.
You kind of looked ahead and you see the next one's red. So there's mm-hmm. no reason to push on the gas.
No.
So you slow up a little bit and then it changes. And you. But I made it all the way from that left turn onto Morton Avenue from Hardin all the way down to Massey Lane at 7 o'clock at night. Now, if they could do that at noon and we get rid of all the other drivers, because it wasn't really busy at that point. The 5 p.m. is the people who stop and turn and change uh-huh. lanes and just throw you off. So maybe they've always been right. It's just all those other drivers we need to get rid of.
There are certain times of the day in certain parts, around schools, obviously, when schools open or close. Heading to Pasavant early in the morning when a lot of other people are going out there or coming out at the same time, that can be a bit of a traffic problem.
Walnut can be tricky in that entire intersection. Or school getting out,
mm-hmm.
and you hope for the best. My biggest complaint is I drive this every day. You come down College Avenue. Route is right there early in the morning. There is a school zone, people.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down.
Yep.
Or any time during the day for the college students, I am amazed at how many people seem to want to race them for them to get across the street. It's like they roll right up into the crosswalk area. There is uh-huh. a designated crosswalk.
Yeah.
Signs that say stop for people in the crosswalk. And people will either just roll right up to them or go
mm-hmm.
and make them wait. And I believe the sign means that the walkers have the right of way, so you should always stop if you see someone stepping into the street.
Common sense prevails, but you're right. Yeah.
And I see it almost every single day. It's raining. Let the people in the crosswalk go first. I mean, you're in a car. You're not in that big of a hurry. Take you 5 extra seconds.
So what, you got a topic for me today then?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh, the hummingbirds. Go through a place in Springfield for some bird stuff that I do, and mm-hmm. People in the area have definitely seen hummingbirds.
Okay.
It is not like you're going to put your feeder out and ta-da, you got 50 of them or anything.
Right.
But it is the time to put them out because they are traveling into our area now. So I am putting mine out. I haven't done it yet. It's all this cold and rain, and you think, no? Well, they don't care.
Yeah.
They'll come and eat anyway. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to put the red dye in there or buy the red, just sugar.
And it settles anyway.
Well, not just sugar. You need warm water and sugar and melt it. But, yeah, I think it's 3-1.
Yeah,
maybe a little higher in the spring or something, but it's like 3.
My wife takes care of that. I just watch the ants crawl up and crawl into it and die.
It's a lot cheaper, too, than buying the bottle pre-made stuff.
Yeah.
If that's easier for you, then do it, but buy the clear stuff.
And on the suet? I have found I've had the best luck with berries.
Yeah, nuts and berries is what I always get.
I've done some others, and they don't seem to work as well. I mean, they're okay, but you get the same goofy birds. You don't get the berry.
I have the little tiny wrens.
Ooh.
And mostly I think we have the hairy woodpeckers. And, you had to look it up. One has a bigger beak, but they're very similar, the downy and the the hairy woodpeckers.
Oh, really?
15 feet away, it's hard to tell the difference between the two. But
I'm going to have to look that up.
Have the larger beak, so.
Well, we've had a bunch of different woodpeckers in the area.
We had a red-headed woodpecker about a week ago. Just flew in and flew out.
We've got a bunch of them.
Yeah, see.
They are really skittish.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, they are.
You look at them and they go flying away. But they are striking in their black and red head. And
yeah. A little larger, too, obviously, mm-hmm. than a downy woodpecker or something. But I, if I ever had a pleated one come to my backyard, man, it would be like...
Cartwheels? Do the pleateds make around here?
Woodsy areas more.
Okay.
The only time I've ever seen one in real life was along the Illinois River.
Yeah.
But I guess people don't want them anyway because they...
And they have the mohawk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like... A giant woody woodpecker type thing, I guess. they tunnel through a tree. They don't just put a little hole in it. They, like, take out a tree. If you've ever seen YouTube, there's a YouTube thing for you. Pleated woodpeckers, and they'll take down a tree.
Really?
They're huge. They take spots out. Not like holes, but, yeah. That tree was probably full of termites anyway.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Bugs.
Something out there. But.
Look forward to it. All right, sports block tomorrow. I come up, throw an idea at me.
I'll
just
start texting you randomly this morning.
Yeah, friends, I don't know whether I could get a hold of like Joe Crane and have him talk about weather for a little bit on what's on your mind.
And, you know, again, when you go through the forecast, it mm-hmm. does say, some storms could produce. It's too hard to guess if it's going to blow a little, 2 miles north of Jacksonville, 3 miles south of Jacksonville. We're getting rain.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm prepared for.
Yeah.
But
the rest of it, we'll just kind of deal with it as it comes along. All right.
We'll see.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too.
Coming up, we'll have a look at your weather forecast. We'll have...